just driving back from my periodic visit to the hospital. I have a blood disorder. Nothing serious, as long as it's medicated. And I have to attend the hospital every 6 months, and I have interim 3-monthly blood tests taken at my local surgery, which is then sent back to the haematology in St. John's Hospital. So that's my 6-monthly inspection, MOT, as it were, of my blood. And they're quite happy, things are maintaining balanced. Initially, when I first started this treatment, about three years ago, I can't remember, they had to constantly up the dosage or lower the dosage due to the fluctuations and the readings that were coming off my blood. So it's been settled for a long while now. I'm really happy, they're happy, and it's maintained the balance, and so in theory I should be able to go through life, as long as I keep taking the medication, with little or no risk to my general health, which is great news. It's absolutely great news. It's always good to get a nice report, a good report back from your consultant for things like this. But you know, every time I go through the hospitals, it always makes me think about myself and frailty, and also of how we can get bogged down with our own wee illnesses, and maybe sometimes get the feeling that, oh, we're being ill done by, or you know, this particular illness or problem that I've got and I have to live with is, you know, is really bugging me and or bugging us, and you know, wish it would go away. Of course we all do that, but every time I go through the hospital and I see the other people who are being wheeled in wheelchairs to have their blood taken, or being helped in on sticks and canes or whatever other means, and have to be supported by a family member or family members, or they're not only there for, you can obviously by their physical state, having just got a blood problem, they've got physical problems, possibly mental problems. There was I sitting there with my nice shirt on, my nice dressy shorts and my sandals, looking Mr. Cool, looking the picture of health. And I'll be honest with you, if a doctor looked at me that didn't know me and said, would say, what are you doing here? Looks as if there's nothing wrong with you. Because I don't from outward appearance look as if I've got any health problems whatsoever. So I'm sitting there and I'm just, then I think, what have I got to complain about? What have I got to moan or mope about or worry myself about when I see these people? And it's maybe a good thing that twice a year I get this visual reminder that I'm in good health compared to many, many other people. I'm in excellent health compared to others, and I have no health problems compared to other people who are devastated with illness. So what the hell have I got to moan about? So I suppose hospitals are a kind of rude awakening into just how our own general health is nothing, absolutely nothing, compared to others in this world. It just maddens me that I allow myself to sometimes get a bit down and think about this blood disorder and other little things that you gather as you get older. Really nothing to worry about, you know, should stop that. Just have a daily reminder. Daily reminder of just how healthy I really am compared to others. And they worked about probably many of those. Excuse the rumble strips. Couldn't believe this was a country lane. There'll be others that'll come out with not a good report on their blood. So I'm going home really happy today, and with a reminder that I am in good health, and I should bloody well appreciate that, and I should thank God that that's all the problems I've got. I really do thank God, actually. When you see others, you think, what's the first thing that comes into our heads, most of us anyway? Thank God I don't have that guy or that woman's problems. Isn't it? That's what we say. Thank God we don't. I do. I do thank God. I'm truly grateful that problems I have, I can live with, and I hopefully, barring a disaster in life, have many years to go in good or reasonably good health.